This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour with a request. You up for a bumper request today, Todd, the radio god?
Yeah.
Todd Mitchell. Kevin Flynn is gone, and everybody's asking where Aaron Tippin is.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've been waiting to play this one, though.
Oh, yeah. This might need to be today's theme song. You're right. Helen Reddy.
Yeah.
Because she could answer the question. Okay.
Well, wait, she is a woman, but she can't define a woman, can she?
I loved Helen Reddy. Were you a Helen Reddy fan? I was a big fan.
Yeah.
Loved Helen Reddy. Yeah. All right, and Aaron Tippin coming up, because the Stars and Stripes are still flying, folks, even though a Supreme Court nominee can't answer the basic simple question. Our question of the day, how do you define a woman? And the actual question for her was, can you provide a definition for the word woman? Yeah, there you go. But the fact that a Supreme Court nominee cannot doesn't make us any less thankful we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth with the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That's us, baby. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by friends at MyPillow with some incredible offers going on right now. Big bedding sale. Big bedding sale. That's the sleepwear, the sheets, the mattress toppers, the blankets, the quilts, the comforters. I mean, they have got it all, ladies and gentlemen. 60% off the sheets. These, trust me, because we have a set in our house. And when we rotate, you know, with summer in the wash, them, you can tell immediately. Immediately. That's how good they are. That Giza Dream Cotton is just fantastic. You're 60% off now, 60% off the towels, 50% off about everything else. Just use this telephone number. Tell them Scott sent you and call 800-506-9028. One more time. Ready? 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. This hour, Perry Schaefer will join us from the North Dakota Republican Party. Perry is the chair of the convention is coming up, so we'll walk through everything happening there. Questions or comments for Perry, welcome. 701-258-0550. And then the bottom of the hour, we're going to try and make sense of this market. Correction done? Are we through that, or is it over? What's working? What's not in the stock market? So I'm curious, too, how he deals with clients in a correction. You know, like what's the standard operating procedure? And, of course, Brian's managing money himself. Brian Kronk, Collins and Kronk, the money man here, later to answer any of your questions as well on the program. Without any further ado, the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, Perry Schaefer. Hello, Perry. How are you?
Scott, good morning. I'm well. Yourself?
Wonderful. Welcome back. Glad to have you. And I know it's a busy season as you count down days away from the convention. Give us a little bit of an update on the convention, how things are looking.
Yes, I can. Actually, we just posted on Monday, I believe, the convention agenda. I can run through that with you if you'd like.
Just tell folks what's going to happen. Give us a quick review of remind folks these conventions and the business at hand and what you have planned.
On Friday will be just the committee meetings and some meet and greets, that type of thing. We will be starting Rules Committee at 11, Republican State Committee at 1, and then between 1 and 9, the delegate and guest check-in time frame. 6 p.m. Friday evening will be the governor's reception dinner, which will be at 1603 in Bismarck, which is a separate event, but certainly connected to what we've done in the past from a convention standpoint. And then from 5 to 10, will be meet the candidates at their booths, and there'll be a complimentary hors d'oeuvres type, dinner, I guess we could call it, or hors d'oeuvres time with Kelly Armstrong and Senator John Hoeven. So that's Friday, Scott. And then on Saturday is when the convention actually convenes. We'll be opening the check-in and what have you. Oh, I should repeat that we're trying to get as many delegates there between 1 and 9 on Friday as we can to get their credentials. We will open up the convention again at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, the 2nd. The auction and the vendor and candidate booths open up at 8. We'll have our credentials meeting at 9, and then we kick off the convention at 11 o'clock.
The, I guess, race everybody's watching is Senator John Hoeven. In the race, the incumbent and the challenger, Rick Becker. So you've got a lot of time allotted there. Explain that process and what will happen.
Yeah, that's a good question. Governor Burgum will be speaking from 12:45 till 1, and then right at 1 o'clock we have a special order in, event, which is the United States Senator race between Rick Becker and John Hoeven. We had a coin flip the other day to see who goes first, so that was taken care of with their individuals in the room. We have some rules, special rules we have to change, which we'll do the day before. I'm assuming it's going to be acceptable to the committee to have them each allotted a half hour of time for their discussions, for their nominations, for their floor demonstration, whatever it is they choose to do in that half hour. And then there'll be a vote, and the committee, the delegates on the floor will make a decision on who the endorsed candidate is for the state of North Dakota. After that, then, we have a very – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Just finish the schedule there, and we'll tackle a couple of other topics.
Yeah, after that, we have a very special keynote speaker, the most decorated Republican in the state of North Dakota, Secretary Ed Schaefer, is going to give a keynote. Probably will start during the process of counting the votes for the Becker-Hoeven race, and then we'll have endorsement of the candidates that are up this session, and that's of course Kelly Armstrong, Doug Goring for Agriculture, Julie Fedorchek for Public Service Commissioner, Brian Crocious, Tax Commissioner, Drew Wrigley for Attorney General, Sherry Haugen-Hofert for Public Service, and then Secretary of State will be Michael Howe, and we can kind of talk about that process if you'd like to as well.
So, and I've just got a note from folks in District 10. Evidently, they have a number of spots open for delegates. People still have a chance to be a delegate from their district, correct?
Well, that's a good question, too. Technically, I just sent a letter out to all the district chairs that by March 28th at 11:59 p.m., all delegates have to be paid their NDGOP dues as well as their delegate dues, or they will not be credentialed, period. So we have to have a cutoff. And to be honest, that's very liberal. We're allowing that. Our rules actually state that before you can be a delegate for the state convention, you must have already paid your NDGOP dues. We're letting that slide because in the past that has always been something that has been allowed to slide. So there has to be a cutoff date, which is 28th at 11:59 p.m.
And what kind of interest have you had from delegates? I'm just looking at this note here. It says 66 delegate slots are still open for the state convention. And again, this is District 10, and also two House candidates. The registration deadline, as you mentioned, March 28th, they're saying, and asking anybody that is interested in being a delegate to reach out. The email address is NDDIST, short for district, NDDIST10@gmail.com. Overall, are most of the slots filled? Are you the numbers coming the way you like, or is there going to be a flurry to the end here to fill some slots, Perry?
Well, both things are happening. Most of the chairmen in each of the districts have already put in their delegates list, and most of those have been paid with respect to the GOP and with respect to the fee of $85 per delegate to be at the convention. We still have a couple of them out there that have not. We have one particular district that hasn't even sent us their delegate list yet at all. And I hope they get her done because we don't want to have that whole entire list not be seated. So that would be a bad thing. But for the most part, it's coming together, Scott. We're expecting somewhere between 1,700 and 2,000 delegates, something in that ballpark. So it's coming together very well.
Perry Schaefer, chairman of the Republican Party, with us today on the program. If you have a question or comment for Perry, feel free to email us a note, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text us a question, 701-237-1590, or you can call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. And we'll take a quick break here. Perry, come back on the other side of the break. Our question of the day, getting some interesting attention today. Here's a good answer, Todd, that Judge Jackson could have used. What do you think of this answer? You ready? I don't want to say this until Todd's ready to hear it, because either he has to go ding, 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 as in it's a good
what?
One. Yeah, Indy or an Audi is the answer. We're going to standards and practices. Hey, we'll do it when we come
all month long at AffectraServe USA. You're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, the 4 for $4 deal, where you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us, 4 for $4. Or PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Home cook and grab and go convenience. That's what's for lunch today. Stop by and see them. Also home of the 4 for $4. Any personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two homemade fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4. That's an inflation buster right there, ladies and gentlemen. For lunch today at PetroServe USA.
fresh baked muffins. The cookies are fantastic. The caramel rolls are great. The chicken's great. And home cook and grab and go convenience locations as well. Valley Dairy to the north. PetroServe USA, of course, all the way west. Bismarck Mandan. Bemidji in Minnesota, down in Wahpeton, and right on that Highway 10 corridor as well. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA, back with Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party. I promised some answers here, Todd, so you can just tell me either the buzzer or ding, ding, ding. This is right. Here is a few answers from our listeners. An adult female human. The survey says, okay, another texter says, I tell my kids it's as easy as the classic movie Kindergarten Cop, boys have an outie, girls have an innie. Biological term there, I guess, right? Okay, all right.
A belly button?
Yeah, another says, definition of a woman, a person who has the God-given parts and ability to reproduce life from their body without being altered. Okay, all right. Good answers, ladies and gentlemen. Good answers. Somebody
Hopefully
else
that
said,
helps.
The follow-up question should have been, when you refer to a woman's right to choose, how do you determine who gets to make that choice? If you aren't capable of defining what a woman is, if a father of a baby were to use your fluid definitions, would you find it appropriate for the father to make the choice for the mother, as long as he identifies as a woman? See what she's starting here, ladies and gentlemen. Perry, in all seriousness, incredible time to be in politics, really. And the definition of some of these things in North Dakota are a lot different than they are in the on the national stage right now.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
Well, I can tell you the definition in Webster of a woman is an adult female. That's what Webster says. And then, of course, in God's definition is pretty simple, that a woman is a helpmate for man. That's God's definition. So being a Christian and being in North Dakota, that's what I stand with and for. There's specific differences between us, and there's no better or worse with respect to male and female. Absolutely not. It's just it's the way God made us to be, and anyone in politics that says any different is just completely wrong.
It's really a curse of some sort now that you can't even answer these basic simple questions without fear of offending anybody. That's how we got here, isn't it?
Yeah, that is how we got here, and it's sad that that we can't even have a conversation about the two different sexes. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. It's sad for me to have had a female athlete in my family, my daughter, and of course a male athlete in my family, my son, both extremely good athletes. They're just different people. Women compete differently than men, and it's very good to have women competing with women and men competing with men. I mean, that's...
Yeah, was not a controversial statement that you just uttered. That was pretty much common sense, but this is where we're at. Topic, but it taps into your business life. Says, will carbon capture end the war on coal? Or what will they attack after that? Carbon neutral isn't about the market. It's about the professional class telling the rest of us what we're going to have. It's government and businesses imposing ESG standards on the industry and the citizens. You can't be for carbon capture and be opposed to ESG standards. Don't accept the narrative. Hear this from our audience a fair amount. They're not ready to take this solution of carbon capture. You fought on this front before. Who's right?
Well, carbon capture is a way of, I guess, settling for the fact that we have a law in place, a CO2 law, that I don't agree with. I've been fighting against that for years and years and years. In order for coal to remain in the mix, and to be frank with you, the gas industry to remain in the mix, we've got to figure out some way to capture it and then sequester it and basically scrub it and clean it. And obviously, we have done that with a lot of help from our federal delegation, Hovind, Kramer, and Armstrong, and, of course, our governor, no question about that. And it's a way of moving forward when you talk about resiliency from the coal industry and reliability from the coal industry and any argument you can make against the the renewable industry, coal and gas wins every time. So this is a way of just keeping those very reliable, resilient products on the market so we don't have to go back to the 1600s and not have electricity when we need it.
Another text here says, Mr. Schaefer, are you aware there's another Republican candidate for North Dakota Secretary of State announced last night?
I'm not aware of that, and I don't know who the individual is speaking about. The rules of the North Dakota Republican Party that the state committee voted on and agreed with on December 18th when we had our state committee meeting, there are only the individuals I read to you earlier that are up for election and able to be endorsed as the Republican candidate moving forward from the convention on the 2nd. They're the only ones that met the qualifications. They're the only ones that met the process that's in place to be on stage on the 2nd and to be up for endorsement for the Republican Party.
Couple minutes left here. Anything else you want us to know about the convention and, for that matter, just the state of the Republican Party today in North Dakota?
Yeah, Scott, I'll be real brief. I guess I'm really excited about it. I've been on record saying I'd like to see 5,000 people at the convention. I think the more the merrier. I think that we're all Republicans. The definition of our platform is pretty simple. It's on our website. You can read it. The definition of a conservative might be a little more complicated, to be very honest. And I'm glad people are involved. My hope and my prayer is that people are civil and that they're honest and that they're human beings and they act like they would want their children to act. That's something that I think we ought to all be looking at. Having robust debate and what have you is good. There's a process in place. There's rules that have been put in place. There's a parliamentary procedure we have to follow. And I think if we all do that, it should be a very successful convention.
All right, and the deadline approaching for delegates again, so find out what district you're in, find out who the chair of the Republican Party is, and make sure you know that you literally got days to do that to join the process. So still time to join in and be a part of democracy, and the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, find out who your district chair is. I mean, that's all on the website as well. And, of course, if you don't know and can't find it, make a phone call to the NDGOP, and we'll tell you who that is so that you can go from there. And, again, like I said, March 28th, 11:59 p.m., fees got to be paid. List has to be completed, and you will, if there's no other issues, you will be credentialed. If you don't do those things and you drive here from Grand Forks or Fargo or Williston or whatever and you're not properly paid and credentialed, you will not be credentialed and you will not be allowed in the room.
Well, it makes sense. Got to have a deadline, got to have rules. NDGOP.org for more information on that. Perry, thank you. See you at the convention.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile in more than 4 years. The ICBM flew an altitude of 3,700 miles, landing in the ocean off Japan's western coast on Thursday. That's according to Japan's defense ministry. With all the American people are facing, out-of-control inflation, an invasion from our open borders, the cost of food and energy, now the threat of World War III. President Biden arriving in Europe Wednesday for an emergency meeting with NATO leaders told reporters the threat of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine is a threat.
I think it's a real threat.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
In the use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. And it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences.
USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The flagpole guy is now expanding from the ndflagpoleguy.com to usflagpoleguy.com. And if you have said, you know, this is something I just need to do, and I want to get that flag flying, great time to do this. They also have kits now where he can get you everything you need. Maybe, you know, you've got local handyman or something that could put that flag up or pour the cement or whatever, but you want U.S.-made products? Jim, the flagpole guy, can do it. Call him, 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or go to ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com. All right, 27 before the top of the hour, rolling on, and what's on your mind? Question of the day. Our audience doesn't seem to be having trouble answering this question. So I don't know why it was such an issue for the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Jackson. Someone says a quote here, broad-mindedness. Didn't even know that was a word. Broad-mindedness when it comes, when it means indifference to right and wrong eventually ends in a hatred of what is right. Think about that. This is from Neil in Bismarck. He says, this quote comes up on my opinion related to the topic of sexual identity. Broad-mindedness, when it means indifference to right and wrong, eventually ends in a hatred of what is right. Boy, does that nail it. Does that nail it or what? Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Texter says, we produce the fertilizer the farmers need right here in North Dakota, so why are prices double or triple from last spring? I think if you talk to most of the suppliers, we are not relying on fertilizer made right here. I know there's an effort to have more of that, but I think that'd be your answer. There's still a lot of even recent concerns over the strike in Canada with the Canadian Pacific Airway, railway. We were talking about that being an issue, but appreciate the comments today. Another texter says, we have $8.5 billion sitting in the legacy fund. Instead of cowering to the woke investors in other states, let's shut down all power going out of the state. You can't do that. That would be against the law. We'd end up in court. What else is the fix here? Use the funds to pay for unemployment to the laid-off workers. We are in an economic war and have the ultimate weapon. The enemy's electricity. One summer without air conditioning or refrigeration and they'll fold like a cheap suit. All right. Well, I think that probably made you feel better to text that.
but it is disconnected from reality. Let's jump into reality on the Money Talk segment today, one of my favorite days of the month, each and every month, with our friend Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc, a portfolio manager, and someone that knows the stock market backwards and forwards, because he is managing a fund and also advising others on their big funds. Brian, welcome back to Money Talk. I can't hear Brian. You can't hear you either? Todd, can you hear Brian?
Mm-mm.
Maybe if you talk to Brian, he'll be able to. We'll be able to hear him. It'll be magic. Why don't you try that for a second? While you tell me about Schwann's, I'll make sure we can hear Brian.
Okay, there we go. SchwannBuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The 2022 Sierra 1500s. You can order yours now and get all the latest improvements. So make sure you do that. Also, the new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily, plus over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs on the lot, all clearly marked, and all late model used vehicles. All the new Buicks and GMCs come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Give you peace of mind that you're not going to be stuck with all of a sudden you drive off the curb and bam.
Don't do that.
Don't drive off the curb anyway, or off the driveway, or whatever. Please, don't drive off the. Well, if you got a one of the new Sierra 1500s, you could probably do that. Anyway, get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Let's see if he fixed it now. Brian, can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, he fixed it. See,
I can even hear me.
Todd's multi-talented. He not only told you about Schwann's, he also fixed the. Yes, exactly right.
I love it. The whole thing.
See what
Brian
happens
speaks,
when Kevin
people
Flynn.
Listen.
Kevin Flynn goes on a beach in California and. Laker games and stuff like that. Anyway, Brian, welcome back. Glad to have you.
It is so great to be here. What an exciting time. The market is up again today. We've come off of a market bottom, and we're seeing the market get back into what we like to see, the business of making money again.
So, correction over? Let's throw a party, or what's going on here?
I feel like that. So, if you think about it, last month when we talked, I said one of the things we needed to see was first a rally attempt, then we needed to see some really good follow-through, and we had one rally attempt that we really didn't get the follow-through, and so here last week we had great follow-through, and what I mean by that, we had big institutional buyers of stocks that said, yep, we're done sitting on the sidelines, we're putting our cash back to work, and you could see the footprints that they left, and so that's what I want to see, and then I want to see just opportunities to buy stocks, and we've seen that. We've seen nice setups. We've seen great fundamentals, and we're seeing stocks move higher up upon those fundamentals, and that's what gives me the confidence to go back in and feel really good about it.
Tell me a little bit about what you see working right now and what's not working in this tumultuous time.
That's a good question, because typically when we get a stock market correction, where that word comes from, and we're correcting an excess, we're changing things in the market, and that's usually when you sort of get a reset. So anybody who's been listening to us for the last few months, Scott, they've heard us talk about this rotation out of technology stocks into other areas. Technology is always going to be a huge part of our portfolios that we run just because it's a big part of the economy, but we've literally cut that down by about 50% because where we're seeing the opportunities is in areas that we don't normally go in. We run a growth portfolio, and so typically we stay with growth stocks, but we're buying things like industrials, steel, aluminum, copper, lumber companies, things like that. That's where all the money's been flowing, is into some of these, what we'll call old technology or old industrial type companies. And we don't question that. We watch where the money is going. We look where the opportunities are. We say, our job is to do two things, to protect our clients' money that we have with us, and to make sure that we're putting it in a place where it's going to grow. And that's where we see the growth right now.
On the flip side of that, so what isn't working? What are you avoiding?
Yeah, and that's obviously equally important. That goes into that area of, how do we protect the current assets? So we're not just going to, go where we see the growth. We're going to also try to avoid those areas that aren't doing well. And it's surprising to some people when we think about that. So an area that you just look at that's really surprising that I point out to people, it's a company that we love. I love this company in the sense of what they deliver, and that's Amazon. Big, huge, colossal company. And guess what? Their stock really hasn't gone anywhere for 2 years. So that hasn't been a place to be. Like I mentioned, we were lightening technology stocks. One of the things we're not doing is we're not going in and bottom fishing some of these things. So coming out of this correction, you see a lot of these, you know, what we would call COVID stocks. You know, I'll use the idea of Zoom. Everybody got to Zoom, do Zoom meetings, things like that. A lot of that, Peloton, they're down 80-85% from their highs. I don't want to go in there. Those things are going to need some time to recover. They're going to take some time. So we're avoiding some of those things that are just beaten down to the point where they were so overbought on the upside. Now they're way on the downside. I want to go where the opportunities exist today. And so, yeah, we're avoiding some of those areas.
This is so important right now because of what inflation is doing to everybody's nest egg. I mean, this is the only way you truly counter inflation, right? Right? I mean, to know the market, tap into your expertise and get into what you should be getting in, get out of what you shouldn't be in. But, I mean, wow, I can't think of a time in my lifetime when you see, especially people on fixed incomes, going backwards every single day.
It is crazy. So think about that. So you hit the nail on the head. If we want to avoid inflation, there's one asset class that's provided a growth above and beyond inflation over the years, and that's been owning high-quality common stocks. And so that's what we do in our growth portfolios, is we want to participate in that. But we've got such a strange environment right now. So another area that we've been sort of avoiding. So typically, if you take the three macro asset classes, you've got what I'll call equities or ownership. That's what we call stocks. And those usually provide growth above and beyond inflation. And then typically we would have bonds. I always say bonds are our preservation asset. So instead of ownership, it's loanership. We're lending our money out. Generally, those have sort of kept pace with inflation. They've kept our purchasing power roughly the same. So you get paid an interest rate, and that interest rate maybe covers taxes and inflation. Right now, interest rates are so artificially low that guess what? Bonds aren't even preserving your value anymore. You're at real interest rates after inflation are actually a negative number. So you're losing money in bonds. And you're certainly losing purchasing power in cash. And so what do? It really makes, you know, to me, high quality common stocks, you know, even more attractive. But, you know, I hate to say it, one of the areas we're also avoiding. So the portfolios that we run that have bonds in them to give stability and things like that, we've actually lightened our bond exposure because when interest rates go up, I hate to tell you this, bonds usually lose value. And so we don't want our clients that are counting us for some preservation assets to lose value as the Fed has announced loud and clear they're going to be raising interest rates.
Are you smelling a lot of opportunity to make up that difference now?
We really are. It's amazing just to see this bounce off the bottom on the equity side. So you're seeing a place where, I mean, we've got things that are up 10, 15, 20% just in the last couple of weeks. I want to be a part of that. We want our clients to be a part of that. And so, yeah, that's where the opportunity is right now.
Timing is everything, obviously, in these in these corrections, but you're a portfolio manager. That's what you do. You're managing our money, Scott and Maria Hannon, and many, many others as well, trusting you to do that. What do you do in a correction? What's your philosophy?
Oh, that is a great question also. You know, when we think about it, how do you handle a correction? So the thing that we tell our clients, you know, we're the portfolio managers. We have our clients what we call active or even proactive portfolios. So they don't need to try to time the market or get concerned. They can call and ask us what we're doing. But behind the scenes, sort of behind the curtain, if you will, we're always taking action. So if you just think about what we said, how we've been rotating for the last several months out of technology stocks into some of these basic materials and industrial companies, what did that do for us? So when the correction came, we were already positioned quite nicely so that those things that got hit really hard, we didn't own them. We own those things that were adding stability. So it comes way before the correction. There are some things that we have in place where we will just literally, especially on our tactical holdings, we always have core holdings that will hold through a correction. We have tactical holdings when they hit our sell triggers. We eliminate them from the portfolio. It's not some macro decision that we make trying to time the market. We just have very strict discipline. And when things hit our sell triggers, we remove that. But what ended up happening is just following our discipline, we got to a point where we were 25, 30% cash in some of our growth portfolios. And then lo and behold, when things started working again, all of a sudden opportunities to put that money back to work. We're there, and now we're back to being fully invested.
It is your only hedge for inflation right now. It's unbelievable. Even like real estate, people say, well, yeah, property values are going up, but guess what? You're paying more taxes for that.
Yep.
So where you do benefit, then your house is worth more. Now you're paying more. So,
exactly.
Again, the fixed income goes the other way. All right, interest rates and inflation, we're going to talk about, you know, the storms still out there and what we expect going forward. Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk after this.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic.
now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
GMC.com. You're working for a lifetime and 0% APR for very well-qualified buyers on Buick SUV models, most GMC models, the Buick Encore GX, GMC Sierra 1500 Limited crew cab models. 5 times fast. That's kind of a tongue twister. The Buick Envision and so many more. And check out the new forthcoming Hummer EV. Rugged. And, oh my gosh, very modern. Check it out, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
How can we help you in the Money Talk segment of What's on Your Mind? If you have a question related to the stock market, this correction, the portfolio management, how they do what they do, always welcome those, 701-258-0550, or send us a text, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Just explain to people what you do that's unique at Collins and Kroc, because I think most people don't realize you're actually managing these portfolios and advising other people on how to manage their mega portfolios. Just give me a little bit of the secret sauce that comes with Brian Kroc, Jeff Collins, and the team at Collins and Kroc.
Yeah, it is really amazing. I'm always proud of what we do in Fargo, North Dakota, the industries that we have locally and so forth. But even what we do is such a unique service. So, you know, we're not just stock brokers or you know, financial product salesmen. So we actually run our own funds right here out of Fargo, which gives us a unique way to do that. So we've got an offering that you can't get anywhere else, but it's also very tailored to what our clients need. So we can move in and out of things, be much more tactical in the market. So we're offering active portfolio management depending upon what our clients' needs and objectives are. The other thing, though, that truly makes us unique, we dig deep into the planning side of things. And, you know, you've experienced that, Scott, and we've talked about some of that on air. But the plan is really that thing that sort of holds everything together, and we can touch on that more in just a little bit. But the plan is really important. So we make sure that every single one of our clients has a plan so that we know it doesn't do us any good if we've got a great portfolio. We say, look at the wonderful returns, or look how we weathered the correction, and we still don't get you to retirement or to graduation or to, you know, whatever your objectives happen to be. And then the last thing that I always talk about, and really it ends up being the most important thing, it's almost like we're a financial counselor, but it's keeping people from doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, or helping them make the right decisions. So it's basically all those areas where a dollar sign comes in contact with your life, we advise them on that.
Yeah.
And so that's huge.
No, it is huge. And it prevents panic, honestly.
It really does.
Because it's so easy to get influenced by the media, you know, acting as though the sky's falling. We've seen a lot of that late. I mean, what do you do when somebody's on the other? You mentioned financial counseling. Well, when somebody's panicking, that's the time for some counseling, right? To say, well, wait a minute here. Here's what we see. Here's what's happening.
You're exactly right. And we say that, you know, we tell people, if you've got some concerns before you go and make a decision, you know, call us. Let's talk about it. Whether that's you're concerned about the market or you're thinking about selling your business, we're going to help you walk through that. We're going to help you structure a buy-sell agreement. You know, this latest correction, I was so proud of our client base because we really didn't have that client. Our clients are so, I'm going to say, well-trained, but also just well-educated. They're so trusting of what we do. They know that we're moving to those more defensive areas well in advance of a correction, or that now that we're seeing the signals that the market is moving higher, that we're getting back on offense again. And so they trust us. But more important than that, you know, when they do call and they have those concerns, we can refer them back to that plan and say, hey, let's look at that. We already planned for that. If we get a really bad correction or name whatever you happen to be worried about, we can stress test your portfolio and give you an idea of what the outcome is. And it's amazing how many people we walk through that process with, and we show them, look, we're already accounting that you're going to get certain corrections, and even if it's a really, really bad one, it doesn't change the success rate of your plan. You're still on track.
I can't tell you how much peace of mind comes from that, of knowing that you have a plan and the plan's being executed. Because then when the panic button comes, you say, no, wait a minute, go right back to the plan again. It's really, you know, you call it the glue that holds it all together. Just stick to the plan.
Exactly. Just stick to the plan.
But more importantly, smartly build a plan and get asked the right questions. Because I couldn't build a plan. I couldn't build a plan on my own, but I'm tapping into your expertise, same expertise that these major funds are. So it works.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, most people either don't have a plan or it's a one-time deal for them. Our plan is a living plan, so we're going over that every single time we see you, talk to you, whatever. We're constantly updating that. The plan is something that lives and grows with you.
So my plan, any plan that you're dealing with right now, how is it being impacted by interest rates inching up and obviously inflation not going away? Our texter has a question said specifically that, do you see the incremental increases in the interest rates reducing inflation? That's what it's supposed to do, right?
That's what it's supposed to do.
Is it going to?
So we hope so. So just yesterday I had a client in the office and they said, what are you most concerned about? And I said, the biggest thing that I'm concerned about is literally what the Fed is getting rid of right now. Hopefully, fingers crossed, right? So that is inflation. So inflation will have a dramatic impact on somebody's plan. And again, we can model that. You come in, we build it out and say, hey, here's what your plan looks like. Looks like you got enough money to survive the rest of your life. And you say, okay, what if inflation doubles and stays there? What does that do? And we'll show you that. And that's not pretty. When you start to see what the impact of going from a 2 or 3% inflation rate long term to a 4 or 5, it is very impactful. So what is the solution to that? It is raising those interest rates. It's tightening things up. It's making it more difficult and adding that friction into our economy. Normally, I hate that sort of thing because it really slows down all of the capital markets. Right now, I'm cheering them on. I hope they have the political fortitude to follow through, because that's the only thing that's going to bring inflation under control. And inflation truly is the scarier monster that's out there right now.
If you're going backwards right now, it's time to make a call and stem the tide, because you're not alone. A lot of people are, and you got to make up that difference and then some. That's why we love the folks at Collins & Clark. My wife and I, proud to say, we're on a plan that is... been designed by the architect here, Brian Kronk. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be working with you.
2350119, CollinsandKronk.com. CollinsKronk.com. Telephone number 2350119. Get that peace of mind. Great Money Talk segment again. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.